Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for sea and get underway. We've all heard the term homebrew.
Yes, home brewing is an original home-based business long before the internet enabled tens of millions to work from home.
Although a craft beer might be brewed from home, many become home-based and grow into an outside brewery to serve their growing customer niches.
The craft brew beer industry has boomed over the last decade. So many entrepreneurs have taken the leap from home brewing to being a craft brewer.
So have you ever thought of becoming a craft brewer? Helping us to navigate these waters today in craft brewing is Kevin Stocks, who is director of events for Growler Magazine.
So greetings, Kevin Stocks. Welcome to our podcast and say hello to our audience.
Hello. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming on our show.
So where are you connecting in from today?
I'm here in beautiful St. Paul, Minnesota.
I say that's a that's a brew hub.
Sure is. In the United States.
Yeah, so I had a chance to go to one of the events recently, and I couldn't believe they filled an entire football field with booths for craft brewers. And most of them were kind of in the region. They weren't coming in from a long direction. So there's a lot of activity across the country in craft brewing.
That's correct. Yeah.
So Kevin Stocks, talk with us about craft brewing and how it has become a major industry within the United States.
Absolutely. Craft beer isn't really anything new. You know, history has a long tradition of brewing beer. You know, from the ancient Egyptians, beer was part of, paying the laborers. So beer has definitely been a part of our society, for a long, long time. And, recently it's enjoyed some great attention as our society has adopted craft beer as something that is kind of culturally significant, something that folks are getting behind, and it's growing at a pace that is really, really impressive.
Right. So the Egyptian pyramids, what did they find? Some old beer cans buried in there? That's pretty fascinating.
That's right. Yeah, it's been part of human history for millennia.
I heard one bit of trivia is that a lot had to do with it helped to keep water fresh before you could preserve it. And I know they did that with the Navy.
That's right. Yeah, that's one way to make sure your water is clean is by fermenting it. So that's definitely something that's been part of our history.
As a beer lover, no problem with that. Well, Kevin, let's say you're brewing from home as a hobby brewer. How can you get started down the road of becoming a craft brewer?
Sure, absolutely. As with any craft, a successful, transition into doing it professionally is, of course, to make sure that your craft is, at the top of the game. So to make sure that you've, perfected your recipes, you've got your consistency down. One of the things that I think is really important that a lot of people maybe don't know about is craft beer brewing is very, it's hard to be consistent with it. And one of the things that's impressive about some of these macro breweries like Budweiser is they make a very consistent product. So making sure your consistency is really spot on and your recipes are dialed in and making sure that you have a great product that people are going to love. So, when you're brewing, casually at home and you make some beer to give some friends, whatnot, they're probably pretty forgiving about the quality of the beer. It's a gesture of love and friendship within your community. But if you're going to take it professionally, you really have to make sure that you're going to be able to stand up with a lot of the great beers that are already being produced. So I would say step number one, make sure your beer is good.
So it sounds like kind of with any business, when you go from kind of tinkering in your garage to actually doing it as a real business, you just got to take a risk and, say that you've got, your ingredients in gear, you've tested it out, you're getting some good feedback, but eventually you just got to kind of take the plunge and see if you can, step up to being a craft brewer.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's a big risk. Of course, it's a big financial step to go from the garage to a production facility. The equipment is expensive. It's going to require assistance from from someone to help do all the maintenance, and there's going to need to be a build out of your facility as well. So yeah, definitely it's a big leap of faith and to take that step for sure.
Well, it looks like a lot have taken that step and have been successful. But before we move on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, PlasmaCams. Start up a business in metal art. Use the PlasmaCam machine to easily cut intricate metal products. Turn your creative ideas into a profit center. Excellent training, free demo video. For more information, call 719-676-2700. Use code T5UWY or visit PlasmaCam.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Kevin, what other success tips can you share on going from basement brewer to craft brewer?
Yeah, I would definitely say that one of the things that's, unique about, craft brewing is the idea of it being local. Lots of breweries are popping up in different neighborhoods and communities, and they're supported by that community. So making sure that you're, integrated into your community, you've got, a great relationship with your neighborhood, your community, that's going to keep people coming in. And your best profit margin is going to be selling your product in the tap room directly to your customer. So
let me hit you up on one item there, kind of building off of that. How important is social media with, building that niche, keeping that customer niche together, even if it is more localized? And is there anything you've seen that works better than others, such as, obviously Facebook, but YouTube or Instagram? Talk with us a little bit, about social media.
Absolutely. And that's, it's paramount in this industry as far as, engaging those around you. As I mentioned, using tools like Facebook to create a dialogue between your fans and your neighborhood and that sort of thing. Using tools like Instagram to show off your beautiful fermenters. And that's a really great way to kind of engage with your customers and your constituents if they can get a visual and they feel like they have some ownership if they can follow the progress along. If you've been able to share your build out of your brewery with your neighborhood, they can feel some ownership with it. So definitely social media is one of the most important ways to connect with your customers and create something that people are going to want to find and going to want to come drink your beer.
I don't think I've heard that term before, but I like what you were saying there, pride of ownership, where you get your, you get your local customer niche to actually, take a little pride in it and build that through social media. That sounds like a great tactic.
Definitely. Yeah. That's something, people will support their local brewery. They've got pride in that. And, if they like you and they like your brand, not to say that it's not important that your beer be very, very good, but if it's a neighborhood spot and it's the place that you like to be and you feel comfortable there and you've got that sense of ownership, it's not necessarily, you're not going to be seeking out this, hot new brewery because you've got your own, it's kind of your living room brewery. So that's,
I saw that when I was overseas with, in England, boy, the way the neighborhoods form around those breweries and, it's a really tight niche group. And it looks like we're doing that over here a little bit with social media and building on that. Well, unfortunately, Kevin, most businesses do end in failure. What are some of the hard spots that you have seen that take the spirit out of a budding new craft brew business?
Yeah, I would say one of the things that's, with the competition in this industry being what it is, breweries are opening, every week. In fact, there's one opening across the street from us this week on Friday. So to make sure that your product is standing up to, what else is in the market. And I'd also say another thing is to not grow beyond what you're capable of. I think some breweries try to get big. They try to be bigger than maybe, their resources can support, in terms of distribution, in terms of the size of your production facility. So I would say one of the things that the breweries who have not been able to stay open, and there haven't been a ton locally, there have been a few that have not stayed open, but I would say, it's a combination of their product and trying to be something that they're kind of not built out to be. So making sure that you've got a really good sense of kind of what your mission is, what your resources are, staying within that.
You brought up some good points there, and I see that across the board with a lot of different businesses where, you reach a point where that's a good sweet spot with how large your company is. And it can really get risky trying to expand beyond that. Okay. Nothing can fail like success. So, that's a good point you bring up to, reach a good equilibrium with your craft business and then be careful after that.
Yeah. We have a local brewery here that's, one of my favorites, Summit Brewing here in St. Paul.
Oh, yeah.
They have recently pulled out of some markets because just to kind of, concentrate their business more locally and to do just as I kind of described, is to be more specific with their business. And so yeah, they've come out of some states that they've been in, and I think that's probably a great business strategy. They're balancing their resources and their customers that way.
Now, after you get bellied up to the bar as a craft brewer, Kevin, what advice can you share to grow and expand?
Yeah, I would say just developing that following. And I mentioned, your neighborhood, your local community. I think that's really important. I think some of the most successful breweries here in the Twin Cities, I'll give an example. Dangerous Man is one of the most successful breweries, yet it's small. So to make sure that you can be successful with your with what you're doing is important. But then to grow even further, it's important. Fulton is another local Twin Cities brewery that has, I think, done a really great job of growing and becoming one of the bigger breweries in terms of production in the state. Yet they still have this kind of local, hometown type feel. And I think one of the ways they do that is to do events. They do fantastic events at Fulton, and to be able to create an event that gets themselves locally integrated into the community, I think is a great way to, you can grow still, but do events that kind of bring people in.
So yeah, we live in the Twin Cities, so I've seen that firsthand with Fulton, and bravo Zulu to them. Talk with us a little bit about apps. It seems like apps are ingrained anywhere. Is there any success factors with apps in the craft brewing, and how some brewers have made good use with apps?
Absolutely. Our recent event wrapped up, the Summer Beer Dabbler was on at the end of August. We had an app for the event itself. So attendees would download their app on their phone. They would see a map of the grounds. They could find out where one specific brewery is, see what offerings that they were having, make some notes about it so that they can remember when they get home what they liked about it or what they didn't like about it. And then also ways to kind of share that through social media. So if I like this specific brewery or this specific beer from say Bad Weather Brewing down the street in St. Paul, I can make a little note in my app, refer to it later, and I could even push it to social media, let all my friends know that I'm at this awesome event and I trapped this awesome beer. And then it's a great way to, engage with your friends about beers that you like. So yeah, apps and technology is a great way to kind of integrate the experience of beer with your friends, letting your friends know about what you're liking, that sort of thing. I think definitely.
I think the advice there with apps, correct me if I'm wrong there, with craft brewing is if you're developed a craft brew, don't necessarily build your own app, but look at the apps out there that are serving the market and then figure out how you can best plug into those.
Definitely. Sure. There's a number of different, options out there. There's one called Untapped, which is, you can check your beer into a certain bar. If you're at a bar, you can let your social friends on who are also on that app know where you're drinking what, and if they have a beer that they want to see.
I'm
going to go to this bar to try this beer. So it's another way to just kind of engage the process of trying new beers.
I'd never get out of the bar with that one. They'd just be carrying me out. Sounds like a good app. Well, the craft brewing industry shows no sign of the happy hour ending. Where do you see craft brewing going in the future, Kevin?
Yeah, I still see it being local. As I keep going back to, there's something that's very kind of, symbiotic with kind of local craft beer and neighborhoods. So I see it continuing to be like that. I do think that there's going to be some, not necessarily breweries that will, amass extinction, but I think the cream will rise to the top. I think the breweries that are making good beer and doing good events and engaging with their community well are going to continue to succeed. And the breweries that don't are probably going to not succeed. So I see it continuing to move forward. I don't think there's going to be this bubble that bursts, as a lot of people have been telling me. It's like, oh, when's the bubble going to burst? You know, I don't think it
will.
They
say alcohol is depression resistant.
That's true.
No matter how bad times get, sometimes even when times get worse, entertainment and alcohol-based businesses always seem to do well.
Yeah, no, that's true. And one kind of example of why I think what I think is in the way of, we invite breweries to come to our events, and oftentimes the breweries can't keep up with demand, so they can't even make enough product to sell in their tap room, and selling the beer in the tap room is their highest margin of profit. So that's what they want to do. So, you know, the fact that breweries are still trying to meet demand, I think, is a good sign. I think there's growth still to be had in this industry. And so I see lots of continued growth.
There's still some opportunity there for the budding home brewer to take the next leap.
That's correct. I think so.
This has been a great discussion on the fun opportunities in craft brewing. Kevin, do you have any final points you'd like to share with us?
We're just excited to be part of it. We came into the industry at a time where we're really kind of exploding here in the Twin Cities. So we're excited to have our flagship events here in the Twin Cities and for people in the region to come check them out. So we're also excited to be part of a publication in terms of the Growler Magazine, doing great things and sharing, being evangelists for craft beer, and not only craft beer, but craft lifestyle in general, with things like spirits and food and art. So we're excited to be in this niche industry.
To learn more about Kevin Stocks in the craft beer industry, visit growlermag.com or a podcast website for more information on guests.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying, anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.